Hi, I'm Carl Azus. A lot of news to catch you up on as we kick off a new week, so we're jumping right into the headlines. In the U.S. Senate, confirmation hearings begin Monday for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. U.S. President Donald Trump nominated her last month to replace the late Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The Constitution gives the Senate the authority to confirm or reject a president's nominees. Many Republicans, whose party controls the Senate, are hoping Judge Barrett will be confirmed to the High Court by Election Day, November 3rd. Many Democrats want the Senate to wait until after the election in the hopes they'll win more influence over Supreme Court nominees. The Senate Judiciary Committee is set to hold hearings Monday through Thursday. Also in American political news, there will be no presidential debate this week. The Commission on Presidential Debates originally had one scheduled for Thursday. But after President Trump's coronavirus treatment early this month, it announced the October 15th debate would be virtual. The campaign of Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden agreed to that. The campaign of incumbent Republican President Donald Trump did not. It wanted organizers to move forward with an in-person debate. Last Friday, the commission canceled the October 15th event. The next debate is scheduled for October 22nd. As you watch this show, not much is left of Hurricane